You cannot see money with your eyes. In late 1974, I purchased a small condominium on the fringes of Waikiki as one of my first investment properties. The price was $56,000 for a cute, two-bedroom, one-bath unit in an average building. It was a perfect rental unit, and I knew it would rent quickly. I drove over to my rich dad's office, all excited about showing him the deal. He glanced at the documents, and in less than a minute he looked up and asked, "How much money are you losing a month?" "About $100 a month," I said. "Don't be foolish," Rich Dad said. "I haven't gone over the numbers, but I can already tell from the written documents that you're losing much more than that. And besides, why in the world would you knowingly invest in something that loses money?" "Well, the unit looked nice, and I thought it was a good deal. A little paint and the place would be as good as new," I said. "That doesn't justify knowingly losing money," smirked Rich Dad. "Well, my real estate agent said not to worry about losing money every month. He said that in a few years the price of this unit will double, and in addition, the government gives me a tax break on the money I lose. Besides, it was such a good deal that I was afraid someone else would buy it if I didn't." Rich Dad shook his head as he scanned the documents. On that day, I learned more about money and investing than I had in all my previous 27 years of life. Rich Dad was happy that I'd taken the initiative and invested in a property, but I'd made some grave mistakes that could have been a financial disaster. However, the lessons I learned from that one investment have made me millions over the years. "It's not what your eyes see," said Rich Dad. "A piece of real estate is a piece of real estate. A company stock certificate is a company stock certificate. You can see those things. But it's what you cannot see that is important. It's the deal, the financial agreement, the market, the management, the risk factors, the cash flow, the tax laws, and a thousand other things that make something a good investment or not." He then proceeded to tear the deal apart with questions. "Why would you pay such a high interest rate? What do you figure your return on the investment to be? How does this investment fit into your long-term financial strategy? What vacancy factor are you using? Have you figured in management costs? What percentage rate did you use to compute repairs? Did you know that the city has just announced it will be tearing up the roads in that area and changing the traffic pattern? A major thoroughfare will run right in front of your building. Residents are moving to avoid the year-long project. Did you know that? I know the market trend is up today, but do you know what is driving that trend? What happens if this place is not rented? And if it isn't, how long can you keep it afloat and yourself afloat? And again, what goes on in your head to make you think that losing money is a good deal? This really has me worried." "It looked like a good deal," I said, deflated. Rich Dad smiled. "I'm glad you took action," he said. "Most people think, but never do. If you do something, you make mistakes, and it's from our mistakes that we learn the most. Remember that anything important cannot be really learned in the classroom. It must be learned by taking action, making mistakes, and then correcting them. That is when wisdom sets in." I felt a little better, and now I was ready to learn. "Most people," said Rich Dad, "invest 95% with their eyes and only 5% with their minds." Rich Dad went on to explain that people look at a piece of real estate, or the name of a stock, and often make their decision based on what their eyes see or what a broker tells them, or on a hot tip from a fellow worker. They often buy emotionally instead of rationally. "That is why 9 out of 10 investors do not make money," said Rich Dad. "While they do not necessarily lose money, they just do not make money. They just break even, making some and losing some. That's because they invest with their eyes and emotions rather than with their minds. Let's go back over this losing deal you just bought, and I will teach you how to turn it into a winning deal. I'll begin to teach your mind to see what your eyes cannot." The next morning, I went back to the real estate agent, rejected the agreement, and reopened negotiation. It was not a pleasant process, but I learned a lot. 3 days later, I returned to see my rich dad. The price had stayed the same, the agent got his full commission because he deserved it, but the terms of the investment were very different. By renegotiating the interest rate, payment terms, and the amortization period, instead of losing money, I was now certain of making a net profit of $80 per month, even after the management fee and an allowance for vacancy was factored in. I could even lower my rent and still make money if the market went bad. I would definitely raise the rent if the market got better. "I estimated that you were going to lose at least $150 per month," said Rich Dad, "probably more. If you had continued to lose $150 per month, based on salary and expenses, how many of these deals could you afford?" "Barely one," I replied. "Most months, I do not have an extra $150. If I had done the original deal, I would have struggled financially every month, even after the tax breaks. I might have even had to take an extra job to pay for this investment. And now, how many of these deals at $80 positive cash flow can you afford?" asked Rich Dad. I smiled and said, "As many as I can get my hands on." Rich Dad nodded in approval. Now go out there and get your hands on more of them. A few years later, the real estate prices in Hawaii did skyrocket. But instead of having only one property go up in value, I had seven double in value. That is the power of a little financial intelligence. As my rich dad has said, the average person is 95% eyes and only 5% mind when they invest. If you want to become a professional on the B and I side of the quadrant, you need to train your eyes to see only 5% and your mind to see the other 95%. Rich Dad went on to explain that people who trained their minds to see money had tremendous power over people who did not.